Stay tuned for today's episode of Breaking the Biz, an informative podcast where we dive into the world of entertainment by interviewing seasoned professionals who have made their mark in the industry. Gain invaluable insights as they share their personal journeys, offering advice on navigating the dynamic landscape of the entertainment industry. Whether you're an aspiring actor, musician, filmmaker, author, animator, or any creative soul, tune in for expert career guidance, insider tips, and firsthand accounts on breaking into the entertainment industry. Get ready to unlock the secrets behind successful careers and fuel your own passion for the limelight. Please remember to like this video and to subscribe to our channels for more great conversations.
Greetings from Breaking the Biz, brought to you by Yes I Can, Unity through Music and Education. I'm William Felber, your navigator through the intriguing universe of the entertainment industry, as revealed by the visionaries and creators who bring it to life. Stay tuned as we delve into diverse insights from the forefront of entertainment, hearing from pioneers, creators, and agents of change. Prepare for a journey filled with tales of innovation, resilience, and the undying quest for artistic brilliance.
Well, guys, I want to thank everyone for joining us for our last guest speaker session of 2020. It's going to be a good one. Today, we have a special guest, Dani Bowman. Dani is on the autism spectrum, and she founded her own company, Dani Mation Entertainment, at age 11. Dani has gone on to graduate from Woodbury University with a Bachelor's of Fine Arts, a BFA in Animation in 2018, and a Master's of Business Administration in Global Strategy and Leadership in 2020, where she earned a scholarship in civic engagement and leadership and earned her an entrepreneurship award and took both her junior and senior thesis animated shorts to San Diego's Comic-Con. Dani is currently working on getting a doctorate in psychology, focusing in on autism. She's worked professionally in the animation industry since 14, premiering 9 award-winning animated shorts at Comic-Con each year for the past 8 years. Her shorts feature the voices of Joy Montana, Tom Kenny, who we all know as SpongeBob, June Foray, Debbie Derryberry, and Stella Ritter, among others. Dani uses her passion of public speaking, animation, illustration, fine and visual arts, and teaching animation to demonstrate to others on the autism spectrum that anything is possible. I think you can see 100% why we are having Dani as our guest speaker tonight. Since age 15, Dani has led summer animation camps around the country, initially with Joey Travolta's Inclusion Films, and then expanding out to her own, including the University of South Florida, and most recently to Plymouth University in England to teach over 6,000 teens and young adults with autism and other abilities. Dani not only teaches animation, but also works with her students as a role model and a mentor, encouraging them to follow their dreams. I think Dani fits perfectly with what we do here in Yes, I Can, and that is why we are having Dani tonight. So Dani, first things first, I wanna thank you for making time for us and being our guest speaker.
Oh, that is always my pleasure. And I would like to thank you, Brett Liverman, for inviting me to be part of the Zoom keynote for Yes, I Can. It's Perfect. Been a huge honor. So I'm just going to right now put my presentation ready and we'll be ready to go.
You're ready to go. You have co-hosts, so you should be able to share. Beautiful.
Okay, and here we go. I am Dani Bowman. I have an MBA in Global Strategy and Leadership and a BFA in Global Strat. Let me just try this again. Share screen because it just requires some audio. There it is, share sound. There we go. So, and I am currently working on my PhD in positive research-based psychology focusing on autism. Wow. I am also the founder and chief creative officer of Dani Mation, an animation company that I started when I was 14 years old, and I also happen to be on the autism spectrum. At Dani Mation, we are igniting the magic in autism with animation. From a very young age, we on the autism spectrum and other related disabilities are misunderstood and overlooked due to our challenges. Each decade, there are over 1 million people with autism leaving high school and questioning, what will I do for the rest of my life? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 90% of people with autism and other disabilities are unemployed or underemployed. And organizations like Yes, I Can are working hard to change the statistics. For us with different abilities, it's especially important to follow our dreams. It would be practically impossible for us to be happy if we get stuck at a job that we are not passionate about. So you being part of this organization is already a great step in the right direction. For me, animation has always been an important part of my life. Like many children with autism, I was withdrawn and not at all social, but very obsessed with animation. As far back as I could remember, when I was 3 or 4, I used to take pictures of my plush toys with a camera, then move them around, take another picture, and so on and so forth. When the film was developed, I would flip the pictures to make them move. I didn't realize I was doing stop motion, and I used to draw everywhere, everywhere I could. I used to draw my characters everywhere I could, on the floor, on the walls, the table, everywhere. I was actually animating before I was speaking because I didn't speak till age 6. I didn't realize at that time, but in addition to being entertained, I was actually learning social cues and other important lessons that neurotypical people learn naturally with animation. There's something about the animated characters' exaggerated expressions and interactions that helped me learn expressions and social cues that I didn't naturally learn from the people around me. As I grew up, my family used my obsession with animation to help me learn other things that I wasn't interested in, like math and reading. They were sneaky, but it worked. Now I realize the power that animation can make a difference in people with autism's lives. Not that everyone will grow up to be an animator, but the process of animation taught me social skills, collaboration, and built upon my confidence and self-esteem. My idea of starting my company began when I was 11 years old because I've always wanted to do more than just illustrating books when I started to get access to a computer to create simple 2D computer animations. When I was 11, I created a couple of picture books on a regular computer paper, cut them and stapled them together. I went through my aunt asking for her help to sell them as books. She looked through them politely, then handed them back to me saying that they were nice stories, but they were not ready to be sold to the public. I was crushed and I walked away from her saying, "No one ever listens to me." She called me back and told me that she will always listen to me and will always be part of my team. She advised me that I needed to develop the books further and I needed a company to publish them. I think she was hoping that these words would make me happy and eventually give up the idea. However, I started doing a lot of research on the web about business plans and company ideas. About a week later, I came back with her with a logo and my interpretation of a business plan. I just took a sample business plan and changed some things around and to what I wanted my company to be. So much for me giving up quickly. Over the next 3 years, I continued to draw, making more storybooks, created 8 different animated series ideas, and continued to create simple computer animations using PowerPoint and Adobe Photoshop. In March 2009, with the help of my uncle, who has also become part of my team, helped me launch my company website with a logo and a business plan I created 3 years earlier. I was excited as if it was something that I had dreamed about since elementary school. I really wasn't scared or worried about anything. As you may be able to tell from my story, I'm generally pretty fearless, mainly because, well, I really didn't know better. You could say, as a child, my only friends were animated cartoon characters. Eventually, I turned my love of animation into a business. Fast forward to age 14, my dream of opening an animation studio came true with lots of hard work and dedication. Over the next 11 years, I've illustrated and published 6 books, premiered 9 animated shorts, a PSA, and a music video at the San Diego International Children's Film Festival at San Diego Comic-Con. Here is a reel of some of my work I did over the years.
What's up?
That is my reel of showing some of my work. In addition to my animation work at Dinimation, I toured the country teaching animation at summer camps. When I first started Dinimation in 2009, I hadn't thought about doing animation camps and teaching. My focus for my company originally was to open an animation studio, but that has changed. Still an animation studio, but with a focus on employing and working with people with autism and other related disabilities, because as I got older, I realized the need within my community and I just wanted to help. So my company unintentionally became a social enterprise. It really started with Joey Travolta, the older brother of John Travolta. Joey has a company called Inclusion Films, a film workshop that teaches people with disabilities film production. At our first meeting when I was 15, I showed him my early animation work and a couple of animation pitches, and he was amazed. He thought I was there to be part of his students. But after looking at my work, he said he really couldn't teach me much more than I already knew. So I asked in reverse, okay, but what can I do for you? He laughed and then invited me to do animation demonstrations for his students at his Burbank workshop and in Bakersfield, California, which I did. The following summer of 2011, Mr. Travolta invited me to teach animation at his summer inclusion films camps in Jacksonville, Florida, Tenafly, New Jersey, and Detroit, Michigan. And in next summer in 2012, he invited me to teach in San Diego and Moraga, California. Since 2012, besides working with Mr. Travolta, I was invited to teach animation to youth with autism independently in different locations, from Columbus, Worthington, and Findlay, Ohio with O'Kelly and the Center for Autism and Dyslexia, to sunny Tampa, Miami Gardens, and Cutler Bay, Florida with Arts for All Florida. And last year, in 2019, I taught at the University of Plymouth in England, UK. Not only I did animation productions and taught animation around the country, I gave presentations in autism conferences. For example, I was a keynote at O'KellyCon in Columbus, Ohio in 2014 and presented alongside with Temple Grandin at Club Nokia in 2015. And I spoke and taught at different locations in Alaska 2 years in a row in 2016 and 2017. I also met and worked with famous people like Joe Montana from Criminal Minds and Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, and Debbie Gerber, the voice of Jimmy Neutron, among with many others. I also won numerous awards in autism advocacy and social entrepreneurship. For example, the Glenn McIntyre Heritage Award from the Aquarium of the Pacific. And recently, in November 2020, I was placed third from the National Center for Disability Entrepreneurship's Viscardi Center's Pitch Fest, where I pitched my company to investors. I also forged entertainment industry partnerships with companies like Wacom, Inclusion Films, Toon Boom, University of Plymouth, and Spectrum Laboratory. And in 2019, I opened a UK branch, all while producing excellent commercial work. Pre-COVID, we successfully worked with over 2,000 youth with different abilities and showed them how to ignite the magic in animation with our one-week in-person workshops and one-on-ones. Our goal is to improve employability by leveraging our students' passion for animation. We use animation as a way to make a positive impact by opening doors, demonstrating the possibilities, and providing hope where previously there was none. That's why at Dannymation, we entertain, educate, elevate. We entertain, educate, elevate, and employ people with autism and other abilities by showing them that, yes, they can indeed be part of the workforce with our animation programs. And like ours, and programs like, yes, I can. In March 2020, when COVID-19 came home, we had to cancel in-person class camps and quickly successfully pivoted to online workshops. I had mixed feelings when it came to switching from in-person to virtual because it was a big adjustment for my students. I was scared that I was not going to be able to reach them at all. However, when we quickly pivoted to online with one-on-ones and group sessions, it was a success, and I was actually able to reach even more students that would normally not be able to attend my classes due to them living in rural locations or cities that I did not yet provide classes. All they needed now was an internet connection. Now I am glad that I teach classes virtually because setting up a class is only a few clicks of a touchpad away. Now I offer one-on-one classes as well as summer workshops to anyone, anywhere in the world. I have one-on-one students from Austria, Australia, the UK, Kenya, and Brazil, as well as all over the US, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, California, Washington, DC, and so on. With our first ever animation virtual summer workshops in 2020, our students find it way easier to attend right from few clicks on the mouse. Unlike the camps in person, the video conferencing software Zoom allows me to put everyone into separate smaller break rooms with their own instructor after I do a general lecture for everyone. Each group consists of no more than 5 students that can focus on their animation work and each have their own personal instructor. How do we do our one-week animation workshops? Our one-week animation workshop starts on a Monday and ends that Friday, just 5 days. The goal for them is to animate and produce a 15 to 20 second micro short from concept to completion with assistance. On the first day, students get their feet wet by showing them how animation production works and start with their storyboards. After storyboards, we do a lesson on Toon Boom Harmony Essentials, a 2D computer animation package by our sponsor. We teach the tools and the students to do animation exercises, such as the traditional bouncing ball and the principles of animation timing. The students have the rest of the week till Friday to bring their animated micro shorts to life with the help of their instructors. The best part is that our students get their own copy of Toon Boom Harmony so they can do animation work outside of class. Here is a video demonstrating our first ever Dany Academy virtual summer workshop back in July 2020 in action. a transition from in-person workshops to online via Zoom. So here it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. To see you guys.
Welcome to the Danny Academy Virtual Summer Animation Workshop.
Yay!
Yeah.
You are going to get an interface that looks just like this.
This is based off of a drawing I did in ninth.
Yes, the woodwork. Then he and I do woodwork, and then I carry the wood with him, and then he and I say bye-bye to each other.
So when you're on your first layer, I want you guys to follow along with me. What we're going to do is we're going to grab our ellipse tool, which is right over here on the left. Let me annotate that for you guys. Yay, you did it. That's so fantastic. Great job, Alyssa.
We just completed our first frame. Let's go to the next scene, shall we? Those are your frames. That's a good start, Chili.
And as you can see, this is time left how animation students create their animation work.
Look at that.
Oh, very man. Great.
You're awesome, man. This is great. Now we're gonna play
that's awesome.
It. See that?
Ooh, that's interesting. Dang.
Ah. I'm gonna give you back control now. What do you think?
I think that Brett's clown would be best friends with Mindy.
Really? You mm-hmm. think so?
I think they'd get along so good. They're both such great jugglers.
We had a round of applause for yourself.
This is Bananas production.
Exactly.
While I love the stories and the creativity of the students, what I find the most rewarding from teaching animation is the students' increase in confidence, integrity, and skills. Many parents share with us that the camp was literally a life-changing experience that opened a world of possibilities for their kids, where they saw none before. It's wonderful to see the potential growth each year, and some of my students eventually became volunteers and turned interns at the camps. One of the biggest things is when they reach out to me later to tell me how much I helped change their lives. That makes it all worthwhile to me because we all need role models. And I try to be the best role model I can be. It does not have to be animation when my students pursue their dreams. For example, a previous student named Zach told me that before entering our program, he had been extremely depressed because he felt he had no future. But our program gave him enough confidence to go for his master's degree in special education. He is now positively impacting the lives of many others. And here's Zoe. At age 15, when she entered our program, she was shy and reserved. Over the next 2 years, she became confident enough to present her animated short at San Diego Comic-Con. She also has been animating her new and upcoming short film, The Princess and the Squash, coming to San Diego Comic-Con in 2021. These are just a couple of examples of the impact we made to change people's lives. Now I'm gonna show you her short film that she made for back in 2019, The Indiana Cheese Muncher.
Thank you.
Huh, that's strange. Somebody left the window open to the cheese store. Oh well, guess I'll see what kind of cheese they have in there. There's gotta be a light switch somewhere. Oh, there it is. Wow! This store must have every type of cheese from America and Europe ever. This gives me an idea. That's it!
What you need, pal?
Listen, I need you to do me a favor. I'm thinking we should... Eh?
That sounds like a great idea. I'll go tell my pal and we can get started. Got all the stuff we need?
Yep. Everything we need to pull this off.
Great. Let's get started.
What the what? Why are the lights on in Jeepers Cheezers at this hour? Time to investigate. Freeze, mister!
Surprise!
Surprise!
Hey! You're the Indiana Cheese Muncher! You're a criminal!
Me?
Don't play dumb! I know you're up to something! You're on that wanted poster!
But that's not me! I don't have a mustache!
Oh yeah? Then what were your mice doing with all the cheese?
You see, officer, me and my mice pals are just having a cheese party in here. Isn't that right, pals?
Yep!
See? No theft around here.
Oh, I guess false alarm then. I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Wait, why don't you stay and party with us?
But I have a job to do.
Come on, aren't you tired of chasing criminals all day and want to just relax and party?
You know, when you put it that way. Oh, what the heck, why not?
This is the best party ever!
So not only is it Zoe that created the film, The Indiana Cheese Muncher, she also had voice actors on the autism spectrum voice some of the characters, like Shane McCaskill, Faith Butterfield, and Brandon Rodriguez. Those are voiced by characters on the autism spectrum. Anyways, switch gears, our students that take our animation classes at our animation workshops and one-on-ones also have a chance to participate in animation productions, such as the award-winning film festival short film, Boys Don't Wear Dresses, and their new and upcoming documentary, Schlitzy, One of Us. This will help with their portfolios, and some can get internship credit and even get paid. We also have some of our students participate in contests like the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge in July 2020 and the 24-hour animation contest in October 2020. The short documentary, Our Animated Minds, was made for the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge about how we adapt from in-person to online animation workshops. And I will show you our five-minute documentary at the end of our presentation. In October 2020, for the first time ever, we had our students from Danny Academy participate in a 24-hour animation contest, an annual contest hosted by Aubrey Mintz from the animation department in Cal State Long Beach, with each theme changing each year, and this year was about the COVID-19 pandemic and how we see it. Keep in mind, this had to be done from concept to completion in 24 hours with no rest, including sleep.
it was a huge task for everyone, but for students with ASD, it was a monumental task. But they learned that they can push themselves to complete a project within 24 hours if they need to do so. Our team, Night Runners, consisted of 5 students with autism and 3 faculty members, including yours truly. Over 200 teams from universities and high schools worldwide entered the contest, and only 160 teams actually made it to completion, including ours. So here are a couple of quick videos showing the process. So that was before the 24-hour animation process. Now we'll present to you our entry for the contest. This is our entry. So after we entered our film to the 24-hour animation contest, we also did a little series of interviews with some of the students and faculty during the contest.
Hi, everybody. This is Danny Bowman from Los Angeles, California, and I am here with Team Night Runners for the 24-hour animation contest. Give a howl. Ho! Ho!
It was really difficult to stay up for 24 hours. I did have a bit of sleep in between, but it was definitely worth it despite being really tired now.
It was very interesting getting to see this team dynamic flourish, especially over a somewhat stressful period of hours. And I believe that was a great assistant to helping me, well, bolster our creativity, all of our creative, you know, passions that we can put into this project, of course. And that really helped out a lot and made me realize the passion of what it means to truly come together to make a team effort. And we did a great job.
Well, it was my first experience. Even having a 3-hour nap makes my whole body feel a little numb.
Yup, me too. My blood's running kind of cold.
I don't really know. All of you did great. I really liked this experience a lot. It was very fun to participate in this. And it was just amazing to be working with all of you. And I intended on waking up at like 6 this morning, but I woke up at like 7 because I crashed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just created a small animation on Fire Alpaca.
Ah, oh, that is so cool. I love it, Morgan.
I honestly was very willing to take this challenge on. I was doing okay, but then it got overwhelming.
Well, when I did this, it was complicated. Well, I'm here to return to help you guys with something to edit it about someone's animation that I'm going to check, and you guys will guide me to do what I can do, okay?
Bravo, guys, so proud.
Thank you to Aubrey Mintz and all the sponsors for making this contest possible. So, for those who are interested in animation, you are never too young or too old to begin. a good way to start is by taking drawing and art classes in your area to improve your drawing abilities, because art is the fundamentals to help you improve your drawing skills for animation. If you would like to know how animation works, we provide free animation demo classes every week on Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Also tomorrow at 8 a.m. PST, we are going to have our end of year party via Zoom. I will be featuring a showcase of some of the work created by our students from the virtual workshops and one-on-ones. You are welcome to join, and I will send the link on the chat for anyone that is interested. And now I'm going to present to you the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge film, Our Animated Minds. I hope you enjoy it.
We live in the world of constant motion. Every 24 hours, another rotation. We just don't notice this because we are all moving right along with it at the same constant speed. If we don't slow down long enough to appreciate life once in a while, we can easily miss its meaning. Animation uses the magic of motion to help us explore and express life's meaning. This is the story of this incredible art form and how it gives a voice to those that were told they didn't have one. Animation was born 32,000 years ago when humans first drew animals on cave walls. They were drawn in different positions and by waving flickering firelight across the stone. The animals appeared to move, thus creating the first animation of all time. In the centuries that followed, people showed their affinity for animation by inventing ingenious devices, such as the zoetrope. As time and technology advanced, we began to utilize movie cameras, which allowed us to capture and show motion pictures. The individual frames of film run so fast that they appear to merge into a singular movie. Just as a movie is made up of its singular frames, in the same way, Earth is made up of its individual people. We need to merge together in order to form a unified world. As Aristotle once said, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
We share this planet with over 7 billion animated minds, and each one is unique and irreplaceable. All of them are undoubtedly capable of experiencing and perpetuating animation's magic.
At Danimation Entertainment, our autism talent development company, we believe in embracing our animation students' differences and offering them an inclusive education, because it is the array of people's varying physical, mental, and emotional capabilities that offer us all a colorful spectrum of perceptions and possibilities in this world.
A disability is any difference of body or mind that makes it more difficult for us to perform certain activities or interact with those around us.
However, it would be wrong to assume that a disability means that a person is at a disadvantage, when in fact it can be their greatest strength.
As Orson Welles once said, the enemy of art is the absence of limitations. It has been proven that challenges and constraints breed creativity and inspire innovation. So those with disabilities are in fact uniquely positioned to flourish in the animation field, and we help them to do precisely that through our online animation summer camp courses. In just one short week, we help our students produce their own film from conception to completion.
We normally conduct our classes in person, but the challenges presented by COVID-19 forced us to quickly adopt a new approach. We didn't allow the chaotic circumstances of the outside world to derail our mission. Instead, we let them act as a catalyst for positive change and new connections. For the first time ever, we taught our Miami summer camps remotely from Los Angeles. Our online collaboration from coast to coast resulted in some of the most inspiring student work we've ever witnessed. Let's dive in and take a closer look.
Every animation starts with a great story.
So our students begin the summer camp's filmmaking process by drawing a 4-panel storyboard. These drawings and descriptions will be used to direct the cartoon over the week. Next, we warm up by teaching the tools and practicing fundamental exercises such as the traditional bouncing ball. By squashing and stretching a simple circle, our students are quickly able to grasp the principles of animation. Once they've got the basics, we're ready to begin production. The students draw out their characters, settings, and props on different layers so items can be arranged independently. The students then begin to animate elements frame by frame using the techniques we've taught them, adding details like color, music, and voice acting along the way. Lastly, we clean it up, add titles and credits, and edit it all together in post-production. We stop to marvel at our creations, springing to life before our eyes as a result of our combined efforts and expressions. We smile with warmth and pride, knowing in our hearts that every bit of struggle was worth it to create this legacy, which will resonate long after the credits roll.
Now, my thoughts to all of you. As a child, the professionals told my family that I would never amount to anything, like graduating high school or even having a career or making friends. But I proved them wrong. I did graduate with a 4.0 in honors in 2013, then my BFA in animation in 2018 because I needed a degree in animation to start in my animation company. But then I realized I needed an MBA in global strategy and leadership to learn how to run a company. When I first started at 14, I thought I could do everything as a founder, from creating my own animation content, marketing, representing the films at festivals, and speak to groups about my company's mission. It's only later I've realized if I wanted to grow beyond a one-person shop, that there are a huge number of moving parts in a running company. It's not all about drawing and animating. The animation production process alone is complicated. Ever notice the 500 or so people on the credits of a Pixar film? Now add on top of that, sales, marketing, managing the crew and resources. There's a lot to learn and manage. My uncle, who has entrepreneurial experience and is part of my team, told me to take one step at a time by focusing on small commercial projects to have revenue, and that I need a team by building my team by my side. It's okay to dream big, but it's best for me to start small and build upon as I complete my projects and get the correct education to help me. Now, I am currently working on my PhD in positive-based psychology. Just because I have autism, it does not automatically qualify me to work with others with autism. So I need this degree to show that I do know what I am doing. See, the quote-unquote professionals were wrong. I did get a career. I do have a lot of friends. And best of all, I am passionate about helping others like me because I do not ever want someone like me to feel so bad for who they are. We are amazing in our own way. So remember, you are never too young to follow your dreams. And it does not have to be animation. It can be any passion, whether it's writing, storyboarding, architecture, music, plush toy making, you name it. One thing though, I didn't do it alone. I had a lot of help from my family, my mentors, and my supporters to make my journey possible. No one can do it alone. It's extremely difficult with or without a different ability to do it alone. Everybody needs help because it requires teamwork, which includes your family, close friends, teachers, mentors, and supporters. There's always someone to help if you look. And don't be afraid to ask. I am eternally grateful to my team for helping me make my dreams come true. I would not be where I am if I tried pursuing my dreams without my team. one most important thing to remember. Do not listen to anyone that says, you can't do this or you can't do that. If anyone ever does, look at them straight in the eyes. Well, some of us aren't really good about eye contact, but do what I do. I look straight at their forehead and chin or nose instead of the eyes. Believe me, most people can't tell the difference. Look at them and say, yes, I can and I will. Just watch me. Always follow your dreams and never, ever listen to anyone that tells you you can't do this or you can't do that. Remember, anything is possible, and we can prove the naysayers wrong. Danimation is igniting the magic within by building a unique animation team of tomorrow. And it starts by helping people with autism elevate their self-esteem, creative talent, and employability today. So join the Ignite the Magic movement. I am Dani Bowman, and we are Danimation. Thank you very much. And I would like to say, everybody, a happy new year to all.
And I have a question. Super impressed, Dani. You're doing lots of really amazing work, and how far you have come, very inspiring. I'm going to open it up for questions at this time.
Well, hello, Dani. I am a voice actor on the autism spectrum. And if you ever need someone to voice in your productions, I would be more than happy to offer help.
Oh, that would be so wonderful, Andrew.
I can send you my LinkedIn if you'd like.
That's wonderful. I do have a LinkedIn too. Let's connect after this wonderful presentation.
All right.
Hello. Hi, my name is Joshua. I'm also an aspiring voice actor. I do have a question. How do you balance different aspects of your business?
There is one most important thing I do to balance the aspects. So what I do is I put everything in a schedule, and I put my routines, and I set my priorities. Like, for example, when I have university, my biggest focus and my biggest priority is usually university. But since university is gone, now I'm out of university, I can be able to prioritize in animation lessons or very, very important events. Like for example, preparing for the speech for Yes, I Can. Just making a list is the way I can balance.
Perfect. Who else has questions? Guys, don't be shy. Who's got a question?
I'm just thinking of a question.
That's fine. Go for it, Judy.
I have a question about the music that you have in your, do you compose your own music, or where do you find the music to put in those videos?
Well, sometimes I find free resource of music, and sometimes I get help with some of my friends. Like, for example, Keaton Bicknell usually does the musical score for my short films, such as The Adventures of Pelican Pete, A Bird is Born, and my eighth animated short, The Audition. And I even get permission, and the music that I use, Better For You, was performed by Lauren Dare Owens. It's about, when you're looking for music, it's about finding the right connections. And if you don't know anybody, I look for music that is free source. Love and sometimes it. I compose music myself.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. It's good stuff. I really like, Dani, how you involve others, you know, with unique abilities to be involved in your projects, if it's from voiceovers to music to filming, and kind of getting everyone involved. It's very honorable.
Also, I like to say I'm also available to do any voice acting if you wish. That is something I'm interested in.
Perfect. You should connect with Dani on her LinkedIn. I shared her LinkedIn profile on the Zoom invite. So We'll post that again in Google Classroom and you guys can connect after this presentation. But that's a great thing. You talked about so many amazing things, and I love how you prioritize and you make a list and you use those executive functioning skills and to do all of the things that you've done with your bachelor's to going in and getting your PhD. I mean, like, you really have to have strong executive functioning skills, and you're doing so much.
Thank you so much, Fetch. However, I still have a long way to go. There's still a lot for me to learn. And especially in pursuing, like I said, pursuing my PhD, a lot to learn, a lot to count.
Yeah. And one last thing that I like to just comment on is how you've really used 2020 to your advantage, and you didn't really allow it to, there were no excuses that you allowed to get in the way, where you continued to teach your class from LA, and even being able to do all that you can do from behind your computer. I think Daniel had a question. Go for it, bud.
I'm Daniel. I'm an aspiring TV show creator and screenwriter for shows and movies. So I just it's not a question. It's just a tip on or advice for when I get to those goals.
Okay.
Are you asking for a tip or advice?
Yeah, if you have any.
Okay. One most important thing, Daniel, when you have a pitch Bible or something like that, remember, just always focus on what needs to be done and prioritize. You can set your creative pitch Bibles later on. That's what I do when I build upon. I have an animation series idea that I would like to pitch to networks, but I have lots of priorities and out of my way. So I got to focus on those guys first while I'm developing it on the side. It's always good to take little at a time and also take advantage of taking animation events. Don't ever stop. Keep the flywheel going.
There you go. Just keep working. Got to be creative all the time. Resilient. Be resilient.
So that's the key.
Be resilient. If you have an idea, definitely you can see that you should kind of have a pitch deck. It's very impressive. You can see the reel that Danny has that shows off her animation, but also shows off what she's capable of teaching others. It's very visual, and you can see why the program works. Who else? Questions?
Danny, you said something about attending animation events. So I what do you think? So you think attending virtual animation events are important as well, right?
Yes, they are. As always, although I miss some attending in-person events a lot, but virtual stuff, but when you go to virtual events, it's really good to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just have had trouble, with it's just everything is virtual and it's not as much fun, but we're trying to encourage, more of that. And I think some of this virtual events that you just showed us, I was completely amazed by. I thought they were wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Other questions or comments? Matt, any questions? You good? Looks like Matt came through. Jerry,
do you have a comment, Logan?
Go for it, Logan, quick.
Sorry, I got a bunch of stuff going on right here, but I just want to say I'm really, really impressed. That was honestly wow, because honestly, you went through so much in just a short amount of time, and just seeing where you came from, from 11 to now is just really inspiring. And that makes me want to just sit behind a computer and just write some music, because I'm a musician and that's what I do. I play drums a bit. But yeah, that was just really inspiring. So thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure, Logan. And I can obviously see you on your mixer, audio mixer.
Yeah.
Cool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Jared, go ahead and ask your question, bud.
Okay. Hi, Danny. My name is Jared. I have a question for you. What led you to, I guess, pursue your passion in animation?
So what led me to pursue my passion in animation? As I said in my stories, it's just the characters' expressions that led me to the passion animation. It's just like what I said in the beginning of my PowerPoint presentation, as I'm just influenced by animation. It just has to do with all the characters' expressions. I just really wanted to know, how does animation work? For me, I just remain curious. I keep my creativity on and going.
I love it. You know, what's also interesting, Danny, is that so many people learn from the facial expressions and learn from cartoons. And it's really interesting that you learn from the cartoons, but you also wanted to learn how the cartoons were created. And I think that's, you know, always something that once you kind of find out how things get done, and you're like, oh, that's something that I can do, that kind of sparks that imagination and the passion. So just like I said, we've had this year alone, we've had about 60, 70 guest speakers, and not one of them has been as prepared as you were today. So we want to thank you again for your time, for your presentation. I'm going to share your website and your LinkedIn with these guys. And if any of them want to get in contact with you and use LinkedIn as a professional platform for networking and for future work, I thank you in advance for entertaining their messages, and maybe you might have some future students here. I want to wish you good luck in 2021 and just tell you to continue to do the good work that you're doing.
You too, Brett, and everybody, have a wonderful, happy new year.
As we conclude another enriching episode, we hope you've found inspiration in the stories shared today. Let's take a moment to honor Yes I Can's role in bringing Breaking the Biz to life. Yes I Can's commitment to empowering young people with disabilities through education, advocacy, and mentorship shines brightly, paving paths of opportunity and dialogue. This podcast celebrates the organization's dedication to nurturing talent and facilitating impactful discussions. Breaking the Biz is more than a podcast. It's a part of Yes I Can's broader mission to amplify voices, dismantle barriers, and craft a world that's more inclusive and accessible for everyone. Each episode is a chapter in our shared narrative of progress, education, and empowerment, driven by the spirit of Yes I Can. Thank you for spending your time with us on Breaking the Biz. Continue to challenge the status quo and share stories that resonate. Until our paths cross again, let's keep transforming aspirations into achievements and infuse every endeavor with optimism. Here's to advancing the landscape of the entertainment industry, one episode at a time. I'm your host, William Felber. See you next time.